Good morning, friends. Good morning, World Clear. What a privilege. What a privilege we have. We have truly been privileged to prepare this preparation.
Good morning, friends.
And so this topic of love of friends towards the Congress, it truly warms the heart, it opens up the heart. And specifically now, this is what I wanted to talk to you about. This is the first time we were privileged to be with our friends from Ashkelon, and it was an amazing experience. Now the friends came with their huge yearning, their lack, their seriousness, and even though this preparation was a duty they already did several times before, but they came like for their first time. They came to bestow. They came together to build this thing, this experience, to awaken everyone for the lesson, to prepare us for the convention. There's a huge friend here called Aaron from Ashkelon. I have to say, he 3 hours was just walking around this thought about how to put together a prayer. Just think about the greatness of the goal and this friend. Think about the love of friends. We can be sure that when we have such friends, prepare in such seriousness for this matter of love of friends, this matter of opening up the heart towards the Congress. We want to truly come to put everything. To simply come and bring everything for the friends. Bring our heart for the friends. And why? Because there is love, love of friends. Let's try to feel it. Let's try to awaken it. Let's hear our huge friends from Ashkelon, our dear Ashkelon group. Paz, my friend.
Thank you very much, Samuel. Thank you very much, dear friends. We have to continue our gratitude and impressions, especially now to hear our great friends from the Tzafon, then that we can say that if our friends are talking for us, then we don't need to even use words, but directly from our heart, from Ashkelon. You can hear it from Tzafon 2. It's already the heart has been opened and we already enter the convention. And to continue to the impression that we heard also from the World Kli, who the friends who returned home, they came to the center. They're helping in every way. You can feel the warmth, the embrace they're giving us. And we are hugging them back. And now, now we're truly entering the convention. where we all are returning home. We are all coming to the center with one great warm embrace. We have now this opportunity when we will hear our reader reading our source. Please.
You should know that there are many sparks of holiness in each one in the group. And when you assemble all the sparks of holiness to one place, as brothers, with love and friendship, you will certainly have a very high level of holiness for a while from the light of life. Again, Bala Sulam. You should know that there are many sparks of holiness in each one in the group. And when you assemble all the sparks of holiness to one place, as brothers, with love and friendship, you will certainly have a very high level of holiness for a while from the light of life.
An active workshop question. What are the friends for me? Again, what are the friends for me?
Friends for me is the part of my soul. It's actually my soul is the heart that is revealed in which this love, the Creator, is revealed. My friends are everything.
My friends.
With respect to whom am I making actions, making efforts? From whom do I take example? With whom do I reveal the Creator? The entire spiritual path is the friends.
My friends, for me, through the friends you can feel the desire to receive. And also through the friends, you can feel that I'm receiving and coming to the goal to bestow. Actually, the whole goal, all the work is the friends.
The friends for me is holiness. That same inner circle that everything revolves around. That the entire reality is there in the center of the friends.
Yes, the friends for me are a reminder. To constantly know where I need to continue, where I need to go, how I can continue.
There is no reality other than the friends. The meaning is that there is no possibility of contact with the Creator without that same lack called friends. That same connection, that vessel, there is no reality. Friends for me is connection. It's something that includes everything. And the aid of the Creator comes only through them.
Just like we have five senses within which we feel life, then the friends are those senses that you feel life, that you truly experience and know what the distance between us and the Creator is.
The friends are a part of me that's already corrected.
Yes, the friends for me are like a lighthouse that guide me on the path towards what we need to operate, towards what we need to pray. That's where everything is revealed.
Friends for me is life.
The friends are where I distill the sparks of the Creator so that we will have a special connection towards the Creator.
Friends for me are the livelihood, the means to reach the goal. They give me example all the time, every moment. First of all, the friends of the ten, and then all the friends. If I look now in the hall, I see the friends that they give the correct desire for the mutual goal, the common goal.
Yes, and this is truly an opportunity to make a move outside of me, to exit myself and to feel the Creator standing behind each and every friend.
It is towards the friends that we reveal who we really are.
The friends is a gift from above, from the Creator. The friends is the first one you can say true gratitude, true spiritual gratitude to the Creator.
For me, friends are the greatest of the generation. That same direct whole connection to the Creator.
Friends for me are the way the Creator wants to bestow upon me. So this way I can make a connection with Him.
There is no reality but the friends.
Yes, really, the friends are the real feeling through which you can feel what life itself is.
Every true opportunity in our life comes from the friends. The opportunity to bestow, the opportunity to pray, to give praise. Everything that's important in life is from the center of the friends.
Yes, a truly opportunity to attain the soul through the friends.
And now that all the friends of the world are coming here, you can truly have the sensation of being with all the friends.
Rabash writes, there is a prayer for it, that the Creator will help him by making him feel the love of his friend and make his friend close to his heart. Thus, through the deeds, he is rewarded with the aim as well. Again, there's a prayer for it that the Creator will help him by making him feel the love of his friend and make his friend close to his heart. Thus, through the deeds, he is rewarded with the aim as well.
Compose an inner prayer in your heart in order to feel the love of the friend so he will be close to your heart. Again, silent workshop. Compose an inner prayer in your heart to feel the love of the friend, so he will be close to your heart.
כותב הרבש. צריך האדם
רבש writes,
להתבונן.
Prior to the study, a person should examine with which purpose does he want to observe the mitzvah of learning Torah. Again, prior to the study, a person should examine with which purpose does he want to observe the mitzvah of learning Torah.
Silent workshop 2. Let's aim ourselves towards the center of the 10 and pray for the success of the convention. Again, silent workshop. Let's aim ourselves towards the center of the 10 and pray for the success of the convention.
תפילת החברים. בורא יקר,
תודה. Prayer of the friends. Dear Creator, thank you for the special state we have reached together. We are all already in the convention. From this special state, we ask you to set us free from ourselves and help us connect with the hearts of the friends. Join us in one strong connection so that we will be able to feel the common heart. Help us, each one, feel the love of the friends. Creator of the world, you're the first and you're the last. Complete us. Help us clarify our work in the 10 during the convention. Help us gather together and be a vessel for you, where you could dwell and rejoice in.